Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends. Okay, just without any hesitation, talk what you think I just said in a previous one. Some video that's related to the Lucy, and she's a English teacher with a British accent. So if you know some tests like I don't know IELTS, that would be important for you. It's gonna help you a lot. And in general, if you want to learn English, maybe you guys also like me, you know, do not have any interest but British accent, also in general that would be helpful. It's no advice that just Lucy give it to us. But let me see what is the first one. I'm just listening to that and gonna explain it. Okay, diversify. It's actually keyword for first part. Is that mean, you know, she wanna say you must listen to the different accent. If you just, you know, dedicate yourself to the specific one, others that's not gonna be understandable for you. And if you wanna, I don't know, have a kind of interaction with people on a regular basis, you know, in a kind of casual interaction, so they have a different accent. But if you just, you know, focus on one accent, so guess what, others, it's so much complicated for you, and it's kind of probable, you know, we cannot understand what they're saying. So don't do that. Instead of, you know, restrict yourself on one accent, try to listen to the, you know, as much as possible to the different accents that exist in this world. Okay, second one is that how can I say it? No, people, when you're asking this question from students or some people, you know, they're preparing themselves for some tests like IELTS, or I don't know, in general, they just have a kind of study about English. You know, how much you spending your time for learning English, saying maybe 1 or 2 hour per day, but mostly it's kind of, you know, they just exaggerate about that time. If she just said, you know, you have to be honest with yourself, and if you, you know, do not putting enough time for learning English, like 1 and 2 hour per day, just do that. For listening, actually, if you want to improve your listening skill, and so, you know, she also just said maybe some people, they're asking what's a listening practice. So that's actually the next tip she wanna give it to us. The next one actually, it's kind of casual and easy. Watching some TV show or program, and at the first he just says, you know, you must listen, and you must watch without any subtitle, and do not afraid to, you know, repeat the one scene over and over again. And after that, we can, you know, added some English subtitle. But before, you know, before you adding actually subtitle, English subtitle, you must very, very precisely just try to, you know, figure out what's the patterns of voices. Yeah, another thing she just said, you must choose something that would be kind of short, you know, cause repetition, that would be so much easier. Like, I don't know, if you want to learn, I don't know, English with American accent, you can use Friends. It's a very famous, you know, TV show. Casually, people, they want to learn English, to just use that TV show. Or, I don't know, sort of interview, you know, doesn't matter, something that would be kind of, you know, created with a short version, less than, you know, 30 minutes. Yeah. Okay, the next one, for if you want to have a very great listening skill, is that using books. But, you know, not just reading, you know, like kind of traditional way. No, you must choose something, some book that would be interesting for you at the first. And it has a kind of, I don't know, confirm with your level. You can actually determine it has any, I don't know, it's proper. It has any proper for you or not. It's suitable for you or not. I'm not sure about the previous one, proper. Yeah. And also you must listen to that, you know, so you have to choose something, you know, with a, it has a kind of audio version. And yeah, that's it. The next one, what is that with the next one? You can use very great source, it's called, guess what, YouTube. Yeah, you can, you know, it's a full of free videos, and also let me see what is that. I just listen, you know, till this part, let me see what has happened. Nothing, you know, it's just you have to choose something that would be interesting for you. And and if you like celebrities, just listen to something that's related to celebrities. If you, it's not Lucy's point, it's my point. If you want something that would be interesting, Ellen's show, you know, yeah, it's a very great choice. I like it so much, and I just use, you know, it's, you can't find it, it's so much short, you know, cause they put it, maybe some specific interview with some cast. You, some not cast, some them, what's that actor, there's some specific actor, you know, you like, or actor, I'm not sure, you know, if that would be woman, it's a different, but it doesn't matter, you just you like someone, and it's so much probable, cause the whole fame actor, they just invited to the Ellen show, so you can find those guys, like, I don't know, DiCaprio or Brad Pitt, or I don't know, every single person, you know, it's has a lot of fame, and you can see, you know, they're asking very funny question from this person, and that would be so much cool, you know, you listen to something that would be interesting for you, and also, you know, it's a kind of casual conversation that just happened. Yeah, I'm totally agree with this suggestion, that's amazing. And okay, book and video in YouTube. Okay, the next one is that after some while, you just find some very great books with, you know, audio, and also very great videos. You must, you know, adding those stuff, collecting actually those stuff in a some, I don't know, smartphone or something. You can take it with yourself everywhere, you know, maybe you wanna going for shopping or whatever. And you know, during the kind of distance you wanna pass, you can listen to those stuff. It has an interest for you, cause it was interesting. You just chose it and add it, to your smartphone. So it's fun, and also you learn English. Actually, this is the next tip with Lucy. So she just said, if you do that, you actually using your dead time, and also you learn about something through English. So it's a kind of win-win situation. Yeah, she exactly used this word, win-win situation. That just remind me some damn negotiation we just had. Okay, actually, this is my favorite part. When their nickname, she just put it this, video. As introducing to other people, this part was so much remarkable for me. And, is that she just said, it's the kind of thing all the time. She's saying to her students is that fluency, it's over accuracy. That means if you have a kind of priority, fluency, it's so much, it's important, more important than accuracy. And instead of you killing your fluency with this question, am I right? The best thing is that we just focus on context, not you conjugating in a kind of right way or not. Okay, the next one is that you must learn speech patterns. That is that mean if you have a kind of research about how native speakers actually their talk, it's not like a kind of thing, as a, you can see, English as a rhythm words. You, all the time they just breaking the rules that just maybe that's related to the phonetics and maybe kind of pronunciations or some grammars. It just happened by them. So don't do that. Yeah, see what is our next one. The next thing happened by native speakers all the time is that reductions. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you already hear so much. It's a gonna, it's short for going to, and wanna, also for wanting to. I wanna do that. I'm gonna tell you that thing. It's a kind of thing all the time happen. If you wanna know, if you're using this application, Zavachanas, it has a very great pronunciation course by AJ Hook. He just said, some popular, pattern that just happen by native speakers as a reductions. Also, if maybe you guys do not have any access to that course, just search it on YouTube. You can find very different videos. It's a kind of popular thing all the time. English teacher, they just talk about it. Let me see what is our next one. Okay, that's it. That's it, 12 tips. I'm not actually sure
You can check this out. It was a 12 saves or not. And I know for which reason the first place just put it in a title, 12 ways to improve English listening skill. Maybe they just took it from, I don't know, this person, Lucy, actually write it like this. Not sure. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I hope you find it helpful. If you wanna actually see exactly, it wasn't kind of summary. I just say, every single thing she just said. Just said the whole thing. But with my words. But if you wanna actually see the major thing, you can very easily just go into the kind of link I'm gonna send blow off this voice. Thank you for listening. If you have any idea or suggestion or anything, I'm very glad if you share it with me in this page. Bye for now.